Torreway, Northwest London. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, 6th of July. Dan Levi Yitzchok Raskin. Halachic topic about Rosh Chodesh.
Always a pleasure to be here, and my apologies for the last time. I'm stuck in traffic. Just to pick up what Rabbi Wiesenfeld just said now about Tachnun Balaila. Why is there a diuk not to say Tachnun Balaila? Why is there a diuk that you don't say Tachnun in the base of the Rachman al-Islam? It's the same thread, that Tachnun is dinim. It's arousing gevura, it's arousing Hashem's judgment. Lahagid baboyker chasdecho ve'emunos chabaleilus. Baboyker, by day, is a time of chesed. Yoim, it's clear, there's an obvious, evident bracha from Hashem. Baleilus, you have to rely on ve'emunos chabaleilus. It's not so obvious. Night is a time where of a time of choshech, of dinim, and therefore there is this concern of not compounding gevura on gevura, dinim and dinim. I hope that adds a little bit of clarity why one wouldn't say Tachnun Balaila and as a sending of Esau Ovel, because it's a bokim of dinim, which is interesting because, of course, Alpi Halocha, the reason for not saying Esau Ovel is because there is a parallel drawn, a curious parallel between a Beis Ovel and Chag. That the time of Avelus is compared to a Chag, which is very, very strange. And here, on the previous Dika level, on Der Hasoid, we understand it's an element of Gevura, and one doesn't want to compound Gevura upon Gevura. Let's now go to our topic of Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh is a kind of mini Yom Tov. It's a weekday, but it's still an element of Yom Tov. It's interesting, the fact that we have four aliyahs instead of three aliyahs tells us that there's an element of bitul melacha. People would be less under pressure to go to work on Rosh Chodesh than on any other day, hence the idea of the presence of an extra aliyah, similar to Chol HaMoed. Although the halacha, of course, on Chol HaMoed is much stricter, some say it's min haTorah. There's a minhag of women not to do melacha on Rosh Chodesh, which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, particularly. Women would avoid doing laundry and sewing. But yes, the interesting thing is that the bitul melacha is more by women than by men. Because by men we don't have a formal abstinence from melacha. And there's no melachas which we refrain from on Rosh Chodesh. But women do. And if you can imagine a woman back 200 years ago, where her main duties would be, well, cooking, laundry, and sewing. And so Rosh Chodesh, by not doing laundry and not doing sewing, so then really it's pretty much like a Chol HaMoed for her. The only difference is that she can sit and write a letter to her parents in the next shtetl. So really a Rosh Chodesh in that framework would have been for her really a significant day to look forward to. The Shemoyna Esra of Musaf, the little bracha, usually starts up with Ato, Ato v'chatonu, Ato kidashto. Rosh Chodesh, it starts up with Roshei Chodoshim Leyamcho. Roshei Chodoshim Leyamcho is Rosh Hashanah's Rochel, and that is alluding to where we had the three tefillahs corresponding to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Rosh Chodesh, there is the emphasis of Demama Rochel. Which now relates to the fact that women celebrate Rosh Chodesh, in a more obvious way than men, is now also expressed, merumas, in the fact that the Musaf is celebrating Rochel rather than one of the others. If you want to understand why women have got more to do with Rosh Chodesh than men, Hefshah, you have the concept of Malchus, Zo and Malchus. Malchus is the Makabel. Like you have the sun and the moon. So the moon is the Makabel, the sun is the Mashpia, is radiating light. The moon is a reflection of the light of the sun. The moon is relates to Midas HaMalchus, which is the recipient. Therefore, that it relates to the masculine and the feminine. So the feminine relates to Midas HaMalchus, which now ties in why Dafka Noshim would celebrate Rosh Chodesh more so. Also, in the physical, biological cycle of a woman, so you have the monthly cycle. So again, by them, the monthly cycle is more emphasized than by a man. And so you see the celebration of Rosh Chodesh more so by women than by men. We also know a reason for this. Why this Yom Tov was given for women more so than for men is because by the Egel, by the fundraising for the golden calf, so the men were eager to give, to contribute. The women were very reluctant, and in recognition of this, they are given this Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh. As I said, which malachas do they refrain from? Basically, sewing and laundry. So, you know, we become the Rosh Chodesh goy. they load up the machine and then we press the button. And in that way, the laundry is done. But curiously, we also have a minhag not to have a haircut and not to trim one's nails on Rosh Chodesh. The source for this is in Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Hasidim is a sefer from Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, who lived in the times of the Baalei HaTosfos. Now, this may be somehow reflecting the Chol HaMoed aspect of Rosh Chodesh. What happens when Rosh Chodesh is on a Friday? And on Friday, there is a halacha that to prepare for Shabbos, one should cut one's hair, and one should trim one's nails. So what about when Rosh Chodesh comes together with Friday? So how does one reconcile this? So I don't know what the position of Mishnah Berurah is, but in Shulchan Aruch HaRav you can see a diuk. He says when it's Rosh Chodesh you don't have a haircut. When Erev Shabbos is a Rosh Chodesh, someone does not cut hair. And from this is meduyik, but trimming nails is okay. And if you know Hilchos Chol HaMoed, there's a difference between trimming nails and cutting hair. Now, trimming nails is more meikel. Lamoshal, if a person had cut their hair before Yom Tov, that's not a heter to have a haircut during Chol HaMoed. But if a person had trimmed their nails before Yom Tov, and now they've grown back again, and Chol HaMoed, they want to trim them again, then you are allowed to. So we see that in Chol HaMoed, trimming nails is more lenient than cutting hair, and this is also manifest in the dinim of Erev Shabbos coinciding with Rosh Chodesh, that cutting hair no, and cutting nails is okay. Take a look in Simon Reish Samich in Shulchan Aruch. That's where the dinner of Hakonas for Shabbos. It may be brought there, Mr. Brewer. Let's go on. It's interesting in the halachas which I said before, talking about Tachnun, and we have a minhag on Rosh Chodesh. We don't say Tachnun. It's from the Yom Hashanah Mibahem Tachnun, and this not saying Tachnun extends to the Hashtus, is to the preceding Mincha too. And already from Mincha yesterday afternoon, we didn't say Tachnun as a kind of the spread of the aura of Rosh Chodesh. What about Motzei Rosh Chodesh? For people who say Vidui in Kriyas Shema Al HaMitah, do you say or do you not say Tachnun as such in Motzei Rosh Chodesh? So the way I've seen in Poskim is that you do say, Mele Mutzah Shabbos. Shabbos has got is seen as a hispash, as we have a Malava Malka. You have the spread of Shabbos to Mutzah Shabbos. And that's why you mentioned before about Slichas. Why do we start Slichas at midnight? In Far Rosh Hashanah. We may say Menucha. But we wait until Chatzos, because until Chatzos is still a Hispashtus of Shabbos, still the aura of Shabbos. It's too, you can't say Tachnun when it's a time of the Simcha or the Milo of Shabbos. So Shabbos has got a Hispashtus into Motzeh Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh doesn't seem to have that, and therefore on Motzeh Rosh Chodesh one would say Tachnun as on any other night at Krishna Shalamita. Rosh Chodesh we add in davening, and in the in Birchas Hamazon we add Yalla V'Yavi. What is the rule if you forgot Yalla V'Yavi? The rule, let's start first with the meal, and then we'll, because we're ready daven Shachris, so now we can talk about a meal. There's a meal going on in the room. The rules with Yalla V'Yavi, with a meal. If the meal is a chiyuv, then eventually it's a chiyuv. And therefore, if you've got Yalla V'Yavi or Ritzei, then you would have to repeat Birchas Hamazon. If the meal is an optional meal, therefore, who said it wasn't imperative that you had to have a meal, that you had to say Yalla V'Yavi? And therefore, if you forgot Yalla V'Yavi, you don't have to repeat. So now, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where there is a chiyuv su'udah, therefore, if you forgot Yalla V'Yavi or Ritzei, you would have to repeat Birchas Hamazon because of that. On Rosh Chodesh, where it's not a chiyuv su'udah, although it does say in Shulchan Aruch Marbin b'suda, it's encouraged, but it's not a chiyuv. Therefore, if you forgot Yalla V'Yavi in Birchas Hamazon on Rosh Chodesh, you do not have to repeat Birchas Hamazon.
Unless you're before the Shem Hashem. Presumably after Shem Hashem.
Okay, so now.
Shabbos
Rosh
Chodesh,
you said Ritzei, but not Yalla V'Yavi.
Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, if you said Ritzei,
but not Yalla V'Yavi.
So then you don't have to repeat, because the thing which you omitted doesn't warrant repeating. If you realized your omission after you've said Boinei b'nei Abraham of Yerushalayim, Amen, but you haven't started the fourth bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Vakeilu Avinu Malkeinu, if you realize between the end of the third bracha, before you started the fourth bracha, then you can add, I'm sure in all Sidurim, you have Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Rosh Chodesh Lama Yisrael Lezikaren. You have there, like you can have for Shabbos, you have there something for Rosh Chodesh, an added bracha in between. I must share with you, it just comes to, as I'm speaking, a Briska Torah. I'm sure some of you have heard it, but it's a beautiful shtickle. Which page would be Baruch Amein Shalosh? Okay. Oh, here we are. So now, Baruch Amein Shalosh is representative of the three brachas. So it's got Hazon and Al Ha'oretz Val Hamazon, and therefore we talk about Eretz Chemdo. We say Amichav Alkakol is for Hazon. Eretz Chemdo refers to the middle bracha, and then Rachein corresponds to the third bracha, and then we end off Kiat Hashem Tov Meitiv Lakoil corresponds to the fourth bracha, which was added. Not added later. Oh, never mind. It's called bracha Me'en Shalosh because the original bracha had just the three. Then we add Ritzei. We add the mention of Shabbos. So Ritzei Bach Ritzei Nebiyem HaShabbos Hazeh. Why is the Ritzei Bach Ritzei Nebiyem HaShabbos Hazeh added after Uvnei Yerushalayim before HaShakiyat HaShem Tov Meitiv Lakoil? Is the question clear? Okay.
As against what we do.
Normally, when you're doing the full benching, you'll say, Uvnei Yerushalayim, you'll say, Rutse, you'll say, Rachem, Rutse, Uvnei Yerushalayim. And then, Kitayvavaytiv. Furiously, in the Me'en Sholosh, you say, Uvnei Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, then Rutse, and then, Kiyat Hashem, Tevavaytiv. So it seems to be that the Rutse, or the Zachrein or the Toiv or whatever, is out of place. It's a little bit further ahead than it should be. Question number one. Question number two, I think it's from Reb Chaim Brisker, but there's a Haggadah, a Brisker Haggadah from Reb Velvel's Satiris. I think I saw it there. But I've heard it from Magid Yannis. Another question. There's a tefillah k'tzara of Havineinu. If a person is in a predicament that they can't daven the full Shemoneh Esrei, so there's a nusach of a shortened, abbreviated Shemoneh Esrei, which is printed in some Sidurim. Gemara says you cannot say this on Motzeh Shabbos because you have to mention Atchinat Tonu in the abbreviated form. There's no space to give a, how do you say, a parenthesis within an abbreviated form. It doesn't fit. So that you cannot fit Atachon Antonu in the abbreviated form. The Shaila, if so, what does it mean? You're making the Bracha Me'en Sholosh on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Since you have to mention Yom Tov, Shabbos or Yom Tov, in an abbreviated form, you cannot mention it. So therefore, you should say that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, after you had a piece of cake, you have to say the full Shalosh Brachas. Yeah. And the answer is Chado Mitarta to Bechaverta. The two questions are answered in one go. If you bench the full benching, and you didn't say it, it's saying in the right place before Uvnei Yerushalayim. So where do you say it? After Uvnei Yerushalayim. You say it the extra bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem Osim Hashem Osim Lemnucha, and then you go Kiyat Hashem Teva Meitiv. Since in the abbreviated form Me'en Sholosh, you cannot have just a little mention of Ritzei before of Uvnei Yerushalayim, so it's as if you forgot the Ritzei, and therefore the place of it is after Uvnei Yerushalayim. Make sense?
Yeah, so then Motzeh Shabbos, you can say Havineinu and add that to Ventano afterwards.
No. But here you have a special taikona that in the full benching, really you should insert Haskoras Me'en Hayoyim within the third bracha. But if you forgot, you can insert it between the third and the fourth bracha. So in Me'en Shalosh, we insert the mention of Kedushas Hayoyim after the Me'en HaBrocha HaShlishis, before Me'akiyat Hashem, Me'en HaBrocha Revit. So as if to say that on Shabbos, it's a Me'en Chomesh. That's the Brisket type. Okay. So where how did you get to this whole tangent? That if you are benching and you forgot to say Yalav Yovei, if you realized after Uvnei Yerushalayim, after you said Baruch Atah Hashem, before you started the fourth bracha, then you will insert a short, a separate bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Shenosu Shabbos Asinuch. Now, what about if you forget Yalav Yovei in Shemoneh Esrei? So here, Rosh Chodesh is different to Chalei Chol HaMoed, and if you forget Rosh Chodesh by night to say Yalav Yovei, you don't have to repeat, and that is because reminiscent to Bizman of Shehoyu Mekadshin al Pihor Iyah, where the Sanhedrin were waiting for the witnesses to come, they could only testify and implement Rosh Chodesh only in the morning. Never by night. It was always like a question mark. Is it Rosh Chodesh or not? Are the Eidim going to come tomorrow? Are the Besen going to accept their witness? And therefore, Rosh Chodesh by night was always question mark. And therefore, if you get Yalav Yovei, even the second night of Rosh Chodesh, that remains that you don't say, you don't have a repeat Shemoneh Esrei if you get Yalav Yovei. What happens if you said, "V'sechzeno inenu b'shulchan tzion berachamim, b'orach atah Hashem v'machzeh shchinos v'tzion"? Rishchedesh. You didn't say Rishchedesh, but you realize it's Rishchedesh. What do you do now? You haven't started Moedim yet. You've said the word Litzion. So now many poskim say you can put in Yalla V'yovina. Instead of having to go back, so long as you haven't started Moedim, you can, instead of, you don't have to go back to Ritzay. Because you haven't started the next brocha, you can annex Yalla V'yovina to the end of the brocha of Ritzay. Because you haven't started the next one. Well, if you said the word Moedim, so then you're ready. Farfalm, then you have to go back to the beginning of Ritzay. Interesting kula with Yalla V'yovei. If you forgot Yalla V'yovei at Shacharis, you have to repeat Shemon Esrei. But if you've already davened Musaf, then you don't have to repeat Shacharis, since you've already davened Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. That is a bedievet for a yochid. For a chazen, it's a lechatchila, which means, not lechatchila, lechatchila, but if a chazen forgot Ritzay, forgot Yalam Yobe in Ritzay at Shachris, then he doesn't have to repeat, because we can rely on the fact that we're going to do Musaf. A yochid who forgets at Shacharis does have to repeat, but if they've already done Musaf, then they don't have to go back. What happens if you forgot Yalla V'yovei at Mincha? Also you have to repeat. What happens if you only realized, oops, you're davening Ma'ariv, and you realize, oh, by Mincha I forgot to say Yalla V'yovei? No. Normally if you missed Mincha, you have to daven two Shemoneh Esrei at Ma'ariv. So, all right, so it's now Ma'ariv. I'm going to daven next to Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Because I forgot Yalla V'yovei. But I'm going to say Ma'ariv already. I'm not going to say Yalla V'yovei in any case. So here's a machlokes harishayim. The question is what's the pshat of when you didn't say Yalla V'yovei? It is the pshat that you have no Shemoneh Esrei. You have no Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, you have to do daven Ma'ariv twice. Or do you say you do have a Shemoneh Esrei, but it has a blemish? Has a blemish, it's missing Yalla V'yovei. But if you're not going to correct that blemish at a second time, so this remains la halacha, as far as I remember, that you're not mechuyev, although there are Rishonim who take that position, you're not mechuyev to daven again Ma'ariv, perhaps Tfilas Nedava, but there is this question.
What's the difference between a chazan who knows he's going to daven Musaf and a yochid who knows he's going to daven Musaf?
Probably, you're asking why is there a difference? Possibly because of Ticha de Tzibura. If Yochid has to daven Shemoneh Esrei again,
it won't hold everyone.
Right, it's his business. But here, everyone has to wait for the chazan to repeat his Shemoneh Esrei.
Okay.
My sofik is, what happens if the chazan... No, but if the chazan misses Yalla V'yovei in the Shtila Shemoneh Esrei, in his quiet Shemoneh Esrei, he can rely on his Chazaras Hashem. It's a bit rare. You have to be a really sleepy crowd to miss Yalla V'yovei in Chazaras Hashem.
That's probably his real dumping. His real dumping is allowed.
Right, you know, the quiet is only Yassad, it's philosophy. Fair enough. But if he does that, by the way, then he has to, let's go through this. If a chazan forgot Yalla V'yovei in the Shtila Shemoneh Esrei, and now he's relying on the Chazaras Hashatz, so he has to, at the end of Chazaras Hashatz, he has to say Elokei Netzoev, and so he's going to go through the embarrassment of everybody knowing. Also, he has to go back the three steps at the end of his Chazaras Hashatz, and normally a chazan doesn't go back three steps because he relies on the three steps at the end of Kaddish Sholem. But because this is serving for his personal tefillah, he has to go back three steps right there and then. So, all right,
here's
your problem. Right. What would happen if you started a meal, now we're switching back to Yalla V'yovei at meals. If you started a meal on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and it extended into Rosh Chodesh, or... So it's very common certain times of the year when you go to Chasana and let's say 8 o'clock and you start your meal and then the meal extends to 10, 10:30 if you're lucky. Yeah? Okay, Shalosh Shudas, it can happen. Same thing. If Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, same question. So, it's a related question. So, if you eat a kazayis balaylo, then and if you started bechoil and it extended to Rosh Chodesh, and you ate a kazayis balaylo, so then you'd say yalav yovei birchas hamozen because you ate balaylo. The same thing, but now with Motzah Shabbos it becomes more interesting. Because there you're going to have Ritzei and Yalav Yov. If you ate a Kazayis after Lilo, so you're going to say Ritzei and Yalav Yov. The curious thing would be the other way around. If you have a Rosh Chodesh meal going into Shabbos, or a Yom Tov meal going into Shabbos, where would you say Yalav Yov? So now, so if you at a meal and you start off on Rosh Chodesh and you finish off Motzah Rosh Chodesh, you'd still say Yalav Yovoi by merit of the beginning of the meal, by merit of Orim Amurim, that you did not do something contrary. You didn't create what's called Trei Koli de Sasri, two contradicting voices. Trei Koli de Sasri.
Or if you start eating after.
If you then you have a suffix, yeah. But if you started before Shkia, and you and it's on Rosh Chodesh. So if today is the first day of Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow is Thursday, is second day. Let's say you go to a chasna tomorrow evening, by mitzvah, and chasna is more likely. And you start off at 8 o'clock, and in the middle of the meal, there's a minyan in the corridor for Ma'ariv. Then you come back. You cannot say. You cannot say Yalav Yovei Benshi. Since you've already davened the Ma'ariv, Kvar Asisri Lailo, you've already confirmed that it's already Motzeh, then you cannot go back and say Yalav Yovei. I have this every year when I Motzeh Yom Tov, I go back to buying back the Chometz, Motzeh Pesach. I sell the Chometz out of Pesach, Motzeh Yom Tov, immediately, as soon as this man arrives, go back to buy the Chometz. Because the people are desperate, you know, you can see the lines waiting outside Brzezinski's. I don't sell for Brzezinski, but never mind. So now, but we have a Suda, Sheikh Suda, we have an extended Yom Tov de Kamil, and the Oilam are sitting and singing and for bringing, and I have to go and deal with it. So now, what I do, if I would say Baruch Hamad the Mekedesh Lechayel, so then I will lose on my Yalav Yovei. So I get someone else to do the Mavdol Bechayr Shalchay, let him do buying in the back of the Chometz. I just stand, make sure everything's done kosher v'yosher. Then I go back and enjoy the rest of the thing and say Yalav Yovei v'hemshech.
So then he can't.
He can't, but he volunteered.
Okay.
Right. How long do we have? Mamash, another minute?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the reason for saying Chatzi Halal? There's something. It's not a Shleimus Dikasim. Possibly related to that the Eberster diminished. The whole Rosh Chodesh is because the Eberster diminished the moon. If it's not a Simcha, there's a certain sadness, a tinge of sadness to Rosh Chodesh because of Mirta Yireh. And therefore, it's not a full halal, it's a chatzi halal. And we should be zoicha b'kor of mamish, we should be shehem asidim l'ischadish kemoiso. And we should have the restoration of the fortune of Kal Yisroel. And therefore, well, with the Mashiach, we may have remained mamish, I couldn't have it.